Today marks 25 years since the Chernobyl nuclear disaster. Japanese are still trying to control their Fukushima nuclear plant, and a lot of people are wondering about the two nuclear plants here in California. USC Civil and Environmental Engineering professor says there are valuable lessons to be learned from both nuclear disasters.
We need to go and revisit our safety assumptions and don't basically use hubris and be humble. Basically what I mean is we need to go back and look at basically the procedure and the processes that we have in making sure that our operation is safe. One of the biggest lessons of Chernobyl was the issue of the safety culture. One of the biggest lessons of Fukushima for us was the TEPCO, which was the utility that ran the Fukushima Daiichi plant. They were very ignorant to the worker safety and the issues with respect to seismic safety and tsunami safety also.
Professor Najmuddin Meshkati offers this case in point. Both San Onofre and Diablo Canyon nuclear plants were built to exacting standards 40 years ago.
The largest historical earthquake is based on the knowledge and the technology that we had 40 years ago when we designed these two nuclear plants. What we are saying that these plants are safe, they are run nicely, but we can do much better. That's exactly what I'm trying to say in the case of the San Onofre.
Professor Meshkati says nuclear power can be a safe transition to other forms of renewable power.
We need to have the base load, and the renewable cannot provide the base load for us yet. That's why we need these nuclear power plants, and we need them more even, in order to basically satisfy our thirst for electricity. But what I am proposing here is we need to be moving very carefully and very cautiously and make sure that we cover all the bases. We cannot forget about nuclear, we cannot ignore nuclear, and I think we are reliant on that. And what I'm